Welcome. Gospel Harvest International is the evangelistic ministry of Itumeleng and Lindy Mokganye. This ministry is devoted to winning souls and igniting the church to do likewise. As you are listening to this message, we pray that God's word would position and empower you to take the harvest in your world.
3 steps forward and 2 steps back. Part 3 of New Year's Essentials. A lady who had walked with the Lord for many years once said, "Walking with Jesus isn't easy. Sometimes it's like taking 3 steps forward and 2 steps back." She said, "It may not be easy, but it's always good." And that's what I want to talk about today. I have a message on growth. How do we grow spiritually? I'm going to kind of wrap up the whole series. Some essentials for growing this year. The essential for the new year. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. There are 3 things that will endure: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these, the Bible says, is love. I want to tie a little ribbon around the series and kind of bring it to completion. Let me just do a little bit of a review. Let's review our series. Firstly, faith is our foundation. We talked about faith being the foundation. This is the essence or the backbone of Christianity. It's what we stand on. Faith is what unites us to God and what allows us to have a relationship with Him. Hope then is our attitude because of our faith. We have hope and a presence that God is in control. And we have hope in eternity that we will be with Him. It's our attitude. It's how we approach life because of our faith. Then love is our action. When faith and hope line up, we're free to love because we understand that God loves us. We didn't have to hear a message on love last week to know that it's an essential part of our response to God. Jesus said, he told his followers, "People will know that you're my followers because of the love that you have for one another." Faith, hope, love. It's a pretty neat tiny little package. So what's the fourth message about? Why not just end there? Well, the truth is, if you're anything like me, faith, hope, and love, they're going to fizzle out if I don't keep growing. That's why a message on spiritual growth is important, because we're human, we drift, we fade, we wander, we get lazy, we give up. Can anybody relate to those? I know that you can relate. I sometimes wander, sometimes drift, sometimes fade and get lazy. I've sat right where you are at, and here I am ministering this message to you because I need the encouragement myself. The good news is that the Bible was full of people who wandered and drifted and faded. In the Old Testament, the Israelites, they said, "God, if you're giving us a sign, and if you're real, give us a sign." So God would give them a sign. "You're real, God." 3 days later, they turn their back on God and start worshiping a golden calf or a silver armadillo or something like that, and kind of put God on the back shelf. You read a little further, and you've got prophets in the Old Testament who would preach about God's love. Then the Bible says that they would go and pout. Then you move into the New Testament, and many of the books are written to churches where believers have wandered. The message of the New Testament in many of the books is, don't give up. Keep going. You can make it. You've fallen, but you can get back up. Remember what you've been taught. God is intimately aware of our short attention spans. He's aware of our tendency to wander from truth. If you look at your notes, Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 36, the writer of Hebrews tried to convey this message to the believers. Patient endurance is what you need now, so you'll continue to do God's will. Then you'll receive all that He has promised. But the key is to continue to do God's will. He said you need to be patiently enduring so that you'll keep on growing. At the end of chapter number 10, we move into chapter number 11 of the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11 is filled with examples and models of faith. Both men and women who didn't have perfect backgrounds had made it to the hall of faith because of their dependency on God. And that's the whole chapter 11. Then in chapter 12, the first 2 verses, this is what I want you to focus on today. He gives us a plan for how to be a person of faith, how to grow. I'm calling it an endurance plan. What I like better, is a continual growth plan. Cross out the word endurance and look at it as continual growth. I think that's just a better term, continual growth plan, that we ought to look at, that we ought to refer to, that we ought to keep in front of us. It's right out of two verses in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Listen to what the writer of the book of Hebrews says. We have around us so many people who live lives that tell us what faith means. So let us run the race that is set before us and never give up. We should remove from our lives anything that will get in the way and the sin that easily holds us back. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, whom our faith depends from start to finish. I've given you four action steps, and I've taken them right out of these two verses. So let's look at the first one. The first action step for continual growth is to find an example. It says, we have around us so many people whose lives tell us what faith means. Obviously, he's referring to people in chapter 11. We need to study them, learn from these people of faith, and use them as a model. But in addition to studying those examples, I believe that it's wise to find an example that we can see and contact, that we can watch, that we can touch. And my challenge to you is to find somebody that models these. Now, some people will be spiritual and smart and say, oh, I have Jesus as my perfect model. And yes, but it's important to find somebody that's touchable. Someone you might say is not distant from you. Bottom line, the more touchable your example is, the better it'll be for your spiritual growth. So I think that the Apostle Paul knew this as he wrote the New Testament. Listen to what he says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. So maybe you can't see Christ, but follow me because I'm following Christ. That's the part of growth, finding an example. Number two, if you want to grow going into this year continually, you need to remove your hurdles. If you look in this passage right here, we should remove from our lives anything that will get in the way, the sin that so easily holds us back. In order for me to remove my hurdles and in order for you to remove your hurdles, what do you need to do? You need to know them. That means you need to identify them. Relinquish our will, the courage to change. These are nice answers, but what should I do before that? Figure out what's important. One of the things that's important is that we've got to find time. I've got to find some time to identify before I can relinquish my will. I've got to find some time. We live in a culture and community where it's just hard. Everything is fast-paced. We don't like to get quiet and to be alone. But to do a little internal investigation to find out what the dragons within my life that are keeping me from growing and spend some time. You need to be alone. So there are basically two types of obstacles. The first obstacle is what I call anything. Go right back to the scripture. What does it say? It says, remove from your lives anything. It doesn't have to be bad. Anything could be good, but it's getting in the way. It could work, it could be work, it could be friends, it could be money. The Bible doesn't say money is bad. It says the love of money, the excessive love of it, could be a potentially dangerous relationship. Jesus says that you need to just get alone with me and remove anything that hinders your nearness with me. What's yours? What's your anything? You've got to define what it is. But what is easier to define is the second obstacle. If you look at your passage, you'll see the word and. There's really two. And then he says, remove from my life anything that gets into the way and the sin that so easily holds us back. So the second obstacle is sin. Every time we hear the word, we think of biggies like adultery, stealing. Sometimes we forget maybe the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vine. And it's important for us to deal with these things. The third action step for growth is a biggie. The writer of Hebrews says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. So we need to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the main point. You can circle it if you're following in your Bible. Make a note, highlighting it. Highlight it in your Bible app. This could be a one-point message. This is the key to spiritual growth. I wish there was an easy way to say this, but there's not. But when I think of spiritual growth, I like the image of fire. You've heard this before. Somebody's on fire for Christ. She's on fire, or he's on fire. And what makes them on fire? What's the secret? I think the secret is that people who are on fire are people who are growing, and they put logs in every day. They're putting logs to build that fire. Those logs are called disciplines, spiritual disciplines. I know that that word might sound difficult. Another way to call it is habits. You have to have these log-bearing habits that stoke the fire of your heart. These are things like the Bible, the Word of God. God's Word is not an irrelevant history book. God's Word is God's love letter to us. And for those of us who are new believers, those of you who are kind of seeking and reading, you know, I love your enthusiasm for the Word. You read it with excitement. You're on it. You have a hunger on it. But for those of us that have been on the road for a long time, sometimes we can become lackadaisy when it comes to reading the Word of God. Some people say it's not a love letter. It's a rule book. It's not a rule book. They are guidelines. People always go back to the Ten Commandments. That's what they know, the Ten Commandments. Those are rules. Yeah, but there's so much more that the Bible has to say about it than beyond just rules. There's also God's comfort to us, God's encouragement to us, God's love shared to us, written in that book, the living book, the Bible. Another log that's important is prayer, spending time with God. Another log is accountability with other believers. This is really important. These are the logs that keep the fire of spiritual growth burning. The fourth action step for continual growth, and it's an encouraging and challenging one. He says, so let us run the race that is before us and never give up. The fourth key is to not give up. That's the challenge. And actually, the encouragement is the rest of verse 2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy that he knew would be afterwards. And now he's seated in the place of highest honor beside God's throne in heaven. The writer of Hebrews is saying that Jesus is our model. He made it. He did it. He endured. And now he's with God. He's pointed the way. He's lived the life, shown the example. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 verse 2, or chapter 2 verse 12 says, if we endure, we shall surely reign with him. That's challenging. The message is challenging to put together. I hope it's challenging to you. Let me give you two things that I think are encouraging. I want you to be encouraged. So I hope that after this, you'll be encouraged. First is that spiritual growth is often erratic. A lot of us, when we talk about being on fire in Christ, we feel guilty when we are not living 100% for God. So let me let you in on something. Spiritual growth is erratic. You wake up one morning as a person that's probably 25% on fire for Christ. Then maybe you go on some time and you spend time with the Lord. And guess what? You're now 90% on fire. Then you go to work and you see a colleague and you drop back down to 50%. Then you can watch a small spiritual snippet on YouTube and you back up to 70. Then you go back home, watch a little bit of Baywatch, and guess what? You back down to 90, or actually not 90, excuse me. You back down to 10%. What's happened? You see here that spiritual growth is not a linear upward trajectory. Oftentimes, it's erratic. It's up and it's down. The second thing about spiritual growth that I hope is encouraging is that spiritual growth comes from little commitments. Spiritual growth is not a black and white thing. No, it's tiny commitments that add up to big commitments and eventually big growth. How many of you went to a church camp? You know how it feels. You're there, you're on fire, and 5 days afterwards, one can hardly notice any difference in you. What's happened? You know, so you were inspired in that environment. And you notice that if you don't continually stoke growth, stoke that fire, you most likely will lose it. My friend, in closing this series, it's important for us to be intentional about growing in the Lord, growing in Him, and ensuring that we become the people that He wants us to be.
Thank you for listening today. If you were blessed by this message, consider how you can get involved and join hands with us in winning rural Africa for Jesus. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website at gospelharvest.co.za for more information or sermons like this one.